What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I was going to talk about the war on the middle class, and you can put in parentheses, mostly white, middle class, and what this IRS thing, I think you hit the nail right on the head with how that's going to be focused. We're just hemorrhaging money, pouring it down the corruption machine, which is the Ukraine war, and everything else that the Pentagon touches and Biden and company touch as well. And how are they going to pay for this? Well, let's wring it from the white conservatives mostly. Which the largest segment of those are in the middle class. Let's end the middle class completely, along with our Marxist orientation.
All dictatorships get rid of the middle class because it's from the middle class that opposition to oligarchy arises.
Yeah. We're already pretty much off television. We're not allowed to be admitted to elite schools. We can't get promoted or jobs from the State Department to the Bureau of Weights and Measures in the largest federal government in the world, probably, or any government. We're discriminated against. I mean, in every way, being purged from the military, and here now we have this. I think I made the prediction before when the food shortages come out and the government declares an emergency, they're going to, just like they did with the COVID vaccines, they're going to use that and they're going to dispense them with a race-based way of doing things. And we're going to be at the end of the line like we were with the COVID vaccines when they thought that they were really hurting us.
Yeah.
Right? But they didn't know that. They thought they were really hurting us, and we were at the back of the line. So, but, you know, you don't get food, you are being hurt. You don't get jobs, you are being hurt. You're being swarmed at with IRS auditors, you're being hurt.
Yep.
And, of course, we all know that the bottom portion of the population pays no taxes at all. The top portion of the population pays no taxes at all. We're paying.
Remember Leona Helmsley? You know, she came on out and said, you know, taxes are for the little people.
That's right.
Yep.
And they say that's risen to high art now. And Leona Helmsley said that back in the days when they were penny pinching. Now it's like it's full throat. It's full on. They're just stealing from us six ways from Sunday.
Yes, they are.
And discriminating, and it's all has a race-based element in it, and it is what it is. What can I say? That's pretty much my comment, though, Mike. And I wanted to point out that the whole Nancy Pelosi complete wreck of a visit, which didn't need to be, could have been easily been called off.
Yes.
But maybe it's a distraction, but a distraction that might have had nuclear ramifications. They're willing to make distractions which risk nuclear war. The Ukraine, we don't need to be there.
Let me back up on that. Something that a lot of people don't know is that something like one third of Ukraine's farmland is currently owned by American corporations. I mean, they've been talking about all these billionaires buying up farmland here in the United States. They've also been doing it around the world. And these corporations that own all this land inside Ukraine, they're on the phone to Washington, D.C. saying, you've got to keep Russia from stealing our property here. And Washington's going to say, well, there's a good reason to spend the people's money and the lives of their children. We got to protect the profits.
That's an excellent point, Mike. And I'm sure the bankers are on that in a big way. just like you're in every other facet of Ukraine. I also want to point out that several years ago, China made a deal for something like 10% of the harvest of the Ukraine. Do you remember that?
I remember that.
And so they're invested in that. Everybody's invested. After 2014, the Ukraine was open for whatever raping and pillaging could be done. And who are the people best equipped to do that? Well, American Jewish bankers and the American government and the Chinese government. You know, a lot of overlap in all that, frankly, except the Chinese. But the Chinese are in on that. I'm sure that Gates and all those guys are in on it too, Bezos. I'm sure that there's the Rothschilds are in that in a big way. It is what it is. But anyways, that's it for me, Mike. They're going to use all this, and they'll use this, the IRS, just like you said, like Obama did it, targeting conservatives and targeting MAGA and targeting, you know, anybody who opposed them, all the conservative action groups. They're just going to continue that and in spades and just emphasize, I think, the racial dimension of that as well.
Yeah, it's a threat. I mean, the government is declaring war on the American people because we have the temerity to want our constitutional republic back.
You know, Mike, I know I've said this before, but think about it. You know, it's clear that this government, with all this CRT and affirmative action and hiring and firing and admissions and so on else, and even with the way they enforce laws, has the institutions have been turned on all whites, no matter what their political persuasion. After that,
all right, I'd like to recast that a little bit because, you know, we're talking about war on whites and racial thing. I think back to Pol Pot and his war on intellect, because, and again, this is politically incorrect to say, but there is a link between IQ and certain races, with Asians and white Europeans having higher IQs, blacks and brown people having lower IQs. And if you've got a government that wants a dumbed down population, then they're going to do what Pol Pot did. They're going to get rid of the educated, intelligent class to make it easier to control the rest of the population. And so it's not really a war on whites. It's a war on the educated and intelligent.
Well, and that's validity there, Mike, because, of course, the Asians score better than everybody, and they're treated as honorary whites for admissions. They don't get crap. And they're going to be pissed on just as we are in order to raise the masses of the troglodytes, whoever is left. But yes, there's that. But there's also, so there's that element of it. But 62% of the population, all the institutions are already focused on demonizing them. Then you have all conservatives, no matter what their race is. If you're conservative or a Trump supporter or basically conservative at all, if you're black, if you're Hispanic, whatever you are, you also are on the crap list. And then on top of that, there's an element of anti-Christian stuff as well. And so when you put that together, all the whites at 62%, all the conservatives, no matter what the race, you know, quite a few Asians in there.
Yes.
And then a lot of the Christians, we have a government, a state, that has focused its repressive power on about 75% of the population.
Yes.
And is milking them for the benefit of the rest.
Yep.
It's, I don't think there's ever been anything like this quite in history, really.
Well, no, it's happened before here. I mean, anybody who robs Peter to pay Paul is going to have the political support of Paul.
Yeah, that's certainly that. And Antifa and BLM certainly are their foot soldiers. They're their shock troops.
Yes, they are.
And
it's like when Hitler created the brown shirts.
That's right. That's right. So we're in a world of hurt here, I'm sure I'm monopolizing the airwaves here. And Mike, thanks very much. Hope Claire's feeling better. And
she's doing a lot better. She's doing a lot better, and we'll have her back on the show in the not too distant future.
be looking forward to that, Mike. Thank you, man.
All right. Thank you very much. Here we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Richard in Washington State. Hello, Richard. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to lay out two facts, one based on what the last caller said. We've been in martial law since the Civil War. Bottom line, it was reinforced in the Korean War, and I think they even vote on it every year that we're in martial law. And to your point, we're not about to go bankrupt. We've been bankrupt since 1933. Roosevelt put us in bankruptcy, and we've been in receivership since then. Basically, the president, the Congress, and the judicial branch are just figments of our imagination, creations of the bankrupt corporation, the United States of America, and everything's in place. Everybody in the world is really a slave, whether they acknowledge it or not.
Yeah.
And how they quote unquote dealt with the bankruptcy, they created the Federal Reserve, which then, when the bankruptcy took place, gave us funny money. Basically, this is debt currency, and
yes,
you can't pay off debts with debt currency. You can only keep the monopoly game going. And the people, I call them the CSIPs, I think I mentioned that to you. Basically, the CSIPs control the board, the hotels and houses, the banks, everything. And they just let us think that, you know, we're free and on equal terms with you know, former free people.
Yeah, you know, I forget who it was who said the very best slave is one who doesn't know they're a slave. But, you know, we're already at the point where, you know, half of everything that is produced by our labor is siphoned off in taxes, one way or the other. Now, they have lots of little taxes to try and keep us from realizing what's going on. But if you total all of that up and include the taxes that your employer pays for the government's permission to hire you, government makes as much money off of your work as you do. And that ratio of half to the masters and half to yourself is the same ratio that you saw in the Roman slave economy and in the antebellum South.
Well, when they created the birth certificate, they completely indebted us. So what you just presented is, you know, a partial truth, but not the reality. Essentially, they've already siphoned off everything we've owned. That's why Carl Schwab can say, you know, you're not going to own anything and be happy about it. We're already there. They own everything. I mean, even if you quote-unquote own a piece of property, supposedly, you're paying the government to lease that
from
them.
Yeah, property taxes.
Exactly. So, you know, everything is quote-unquote leased. They own it all. We're the slaves. And you know, as soon as you start understanding that, you know, everything kind of makes sense. They've set
us
up.
Well, I am Spartacus, you know.
There you go.
Yeah.
What happened to Spartacus?
Well, he didn't end up too good, but he did set a precedent that, you know, ultimately that style of slavery has gone out of fashion.
Well, that's it, and that's what was so great about the Gladiator movie. I mean, basically, that presented the case where, you know, even the slaves can revolt, as Spartacus did. But you don't do that until you realize that you are a slave, and most of the people today don't think they're slaves. They think, you know, they have free choice, which is the sad part.
No, well, I think more and more Americans are realizing they don't have choice. Polls are showing that the majority of voters already believe that the 2020 election was rigged. And once you say, yeah, that election was rigged, then you have to say, I didn't have a choice. I didn't elect this president. You know, we didn't elect this president. This government was sort of manufactured to be our overseers. And, you know, at some point, you know, I don't want to see. Looks like we accidentally lost Richard. Richard, you want to dial back in? Anyway, I'm opposed to the idea of a bloody revolution in this country, but it is looking more and more like one is entirely possible. I am still cheerleading for a Soviet Union-style collapse of this government and banking system and the formation of a new nation after that. But I can understand why so many people are out there saying it's time to take up arms against the government. I think the last poll I saw was something like one-third of Americans are at that point. Now, we can slice off some of those as simply being bravado. And, you know, when the shooting actually starts, we can't really rely on them. But still, that's a very significant chunk of the population, especially when you remember that the original revolution against Britain was fought with only about one-third the popular support of the colonials. So that's where we are. Okay, 512-248-8252. And I guess Richard didn't call back in, so we're going to go to Frank in New York. Hello, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Thank you. Mike, I'd like to talk about Ukraine a little bit, if I could. I know an earlier caller hit some good points on that. I think it was David Knight I was listening to today said that two-thirds of the equipment that they're sending in there, the military equipment, is getting ripped off right even before it gets to the Ukrainians, okay? You know, they're using it. They're selling the black market. It's just a big waste, Mike. You know, Mike, that place was a cesspool of corruption, okay, before this, quote, war started, all right? You know,
yeah,
the president
back to
2014. Over there.
I mean, even Poroshenko and Zelensky admitted their governments were technically illegal because they had been installed by the 2014 coup d'etat and they weren't legitimately elected governments.
You know that, I know that, and probably the majority of your listeners do. But unfortunately, the average person out there, they just see the TV and they say, oh, the Russians are bad, Putin's killing these people, and they're showing you almost every injury. I don't watch it anymore. I mean, it just got overbearing there for a while. But, you know, Mike, this Zelensky, before this, quote, war started, he had a 25% rating, okay, approval rating. That's lower than Biden's, okay? He had shut down a couple of TV stations. He had some political opponents locked up. You know, this guy was no gym, Mike. It, like I say, you know, and Mike, you know, over there they've got those disease labs they're working on. There's human trafficking going on over there. We know the Bidens have been involved over there. I mean, you know, and all of this guy, I think he's over in somewhere today, Zelensky, China. I think he wants to talk to the leader of China, I guess, to have Russia back off or something. I mean, this guy, all he does is he's walking around with his hat in hand everywhere. Oh, give us more money. Give us this. Give us that. You know, Mike, we had Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell and Boris Johnson over there from Britain. They all went over to visit this guy. I mean, you know, how many people are going to go into an area if it's really under duress, under fire? I mean, how many people are going to even go there? And, you know, Mike, some people were, you know, surmising that perhaps these guys were going over there because, you know, we know a lot of this money's getting ripped off. And maybe Pelosi was over there making sure she got her piece of the pie. And McConnell was over there making sure he got his piece of the pie. And the same with Boris Johnson. You know, Mike, you know, Tucker Carlson came out against this thing right away. And Sean Hannity, of course, he loves war. I don't think he's ever been in the service, as most of us haven't. But, you know, he's out there promoting it all the time. And, you know, you see what's going on over there. You know, for a while, actually, they weren't talking to each other. I don't watch the show that often, but I watch it enough where it seemed like, you know, they used to be friendly. Then when this war came about, you know what I mean, and Tucker opposed it and Hannity was for it, they stopped talking. They're back talking now, you know what I mean? I don't know what the deal is there. But, you know, why are we over there, Mike? You know, the Founding Fathers said don't get involved into entanglements, you know, with other
countries.
That was
George Washington in his farewell address. Well, we're over there because, you know, our government has imperial ambitions and, you know, they want a one world government. They want to be the one world government. And I think that's what World War III is really going to be all about, is just who gets to sit on the throne of planet Earth.
I hear you, bro. And, you know, it's these weapons, you know, these arms manufacturers, they love these things. You know, when Biden pulled out over there, we left $86 billion worth of equipment over there, Mike. I mean, you know, in the military-industrial complex, I think I told you once before, you know, if you bought a new car, you rolled around the block. If it didn't work, you know, you bring it back and say, hey, I got a problem. And they say, okay, we'll take care of it. Military-industrial complex, they don't do that. You know,
no, they charge you more money to fix it. They really do.
Frank,
stand the line. I got to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Frank in New York. And, you know, Frank made a very good point. If you buy a car and you drive it off the lot and something goes wrong, you take it back to the dealer and they'll fix it for you. I actually had that happen to me once. I had a Nissan Maxima. And for a car made in Japan, it spoke very good English. And about 2 weeks after I bought it, brand new car, the water pump failed. Obviously a manufacturing defect. I took it back to the dealership. They put in a new water pump. We all went home happy. But with weapons systems, these defense contractors will come out with products that fail to live up to their design specifications. And what they'll do is they'll tell the government, well, you know, we'll fix this problem for so many millions or billions of dollars. And that's where we get these boondoggles like the F-35 and the Gerald R. Ford. And it's a racket. It's all about the money. And even though the United States spends more money on the weapons of war than the next 25 countries combined, we don't get the bang for our buck, because the military-industrial complex is all about making the money and not about producing effective weapons. And that's why China and Russia, even though they spend a lot less money than the United States, are coming up with some very capable advanced platforms.
Are you there, Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, Oh, okay, all right. Yeah, yeah. You stole a little of my thunder there. I was going to mention the F-35. You know, you were saying millions or billions. Mike, there's articles there where they squandered $1.5 trillion on that thing.
Yeah, that...
Okay, and that was as of last year. Now, I don't know if they've improved it or what, but, you know, I heard somebody say last week that, oh, they were going to employ it somewhere. But, you know, like you said, you know, the Russians, I think their military budget is probably about 15% of ours. And they got
something
hypersonic
like
weapons,
yeah,
and stuff that works. You know what I mean? These people in a military-industrial complex, they just laugh. They just make things. If they don't work, well, we'll make some more things. And it's crazy. It's a big part of our taxes. We don't gain any friends around the world. And, you know,
nope.
A lot of times people say, well, we're giving them foreign aid. A lot of times we give people, countries, foreign aid, and then we turn around and we sell them, okay, weapons, and we get that money back. But the weapons are, the weapons manufacturers, they make their money, you know.
That's right.
But if people want to just Google, you know, F-35 boondoggle, there's quite a few articles in there. And these articles were as of last year. So like I'm saying, maybe it's been improved. I don't know. But I'm sure they charge us for it if it has been improved, brother.
Well, I mean, they're back to looking at the F-15 as an air combat fighter. It's not stealthy, but it's certainly capable. And
I hear you.
Yeah, I think the problems with the F-35 are just endemic to its core design. Same thing with the F-22 and its oxygen system. It was all about making a very expensive toy, and I'm rather surprised that other countries are buying these things. But as you say, the U.S. government may give them the money as foreign aid and say, you will spend so much of this money buying the F-35 so that it doesn't look like the F-35 was a total write-down.
That's a great point, Mike. That's a great point. And I'll be bailing out here, brother. Thank you for taking my call, and I'll let somebody else get online. Thank you again, man. Bye.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. Let's go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Mike, you know what I was thinking lately? You see all these attacks on by not only in the mainstream media, you see it even in the on both the left and the right, on both Russia and China. Especially in China, but in Russia, you still get it. You get it more from the left now, but you still get it from the right also. You know, I just don't understand it. What Russia, especially Russia right now, is they are dismantling the New World Order or the whatever you want to call it, the World Economic Forum, Bilderberg, you know, goes by a lot of different names. The liberal order, they are dismantling it. They're doing it militarily by pretty much destroying NATO, and they're also doing it economically. You know, they're right now. Russia's in very good shape, and Western Europe is falling apart, and we're also falling apart. Our inflation and all that, and God knows what's going to happen to our economy. We're at least a little bit better off than you. We have so much natural resources, but these resources aren't being used properly. So, but the fact of the matter is, the new world, it's kind of like, I look at it like World War II. The United States and Britain did a job defeating the Germans, but the Russians actually had the majority. I think they had 80-90% of the German divisions were in the Russian front, and they were just ground up. It's kind of like the same thing now. We're fighting the New World Order people here in this country, not the government. The government is part of the New World Order here. You know, this imposter government. But the people are fighting it to a degree. I mean, we're standing up for our gun rights. We're standing up for our states' rights. We wouldn't let them get away with the idea.
Okay, Mark, I got to put you on hold. Hold that thought. And we have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're talking with Mark in North Carolina. And Mark, just pick up where you left off.
Yeah, and the as far as China goes, you saw the way Soros started talking about China. Soros used to be all for China getting into the WTO and all this stuff, and thinking they were behind their globalist, you know, the New World Order globalist policies. But it turns out they're not. China is a nationalist country. China is for China. And we should be for America. You know, America first, and Russia should be for Russia. That's the way you defeat these globalists. They cannot get, let's put it like this, Klaus Schwab cannot get his, you will eat bucks, you will eat the bucks, you will own the nothing.
Yes.
They cannot get that without controlling Russia and China also. They need control of the whole world.
Yes.
They've unfortunately got control of at least part of this country. They've got control right now of this, of the federal government. They don't have control of the states in the United States. They have control of most of Western Europe. You know, that's where, you know, but they do not have control, obviously, of Russia. They thought they would. They thought, in the beginning, they thought they could just destroy Russia economically. It backfired. They didn't realize just how you know, how strong Russia was economically.
Yes.
And it backfired on Europe. It's backfiring on the United States also. But mainly it's backfiring on the globalists, or the WA, whatever you want to call them. You know, World Economic Forum, whatever you want to call them. It's the same thing. Even if you want to call it the Illuminati, it's the Illuminati. It is the same thing. And it must be destroyed. And the destroyer of it right now is Vladimir Putin, and to a degree is Xi. I mean, yes. She. Okay? And that's good. People should be happy. But you've got these fools. You get, whether the neoliberals, I know, the neoliberals are part of this order. The neocons, they are part. Some are part of it. Part of it. Others are just plain imperialists. But they'll work together with the globalists to get what they want. And then you've got these fools, these so-called conservatives, and some of them are populists, which bothers me. They mm-hmm. keep on talking. Oh, especially China. Oh, China's this. The CCP. We got to do away with CCP and all this other nonsense. You know. Meanwhile, China is not for lowering the population. Matter of fact, they got rid of the one-child policy. I think it's now they urge.
It's a three-child policy now.
And I don't even think if they're enforcing that. I think if somebody wants to have more, they have no problem with it. And they're you know, so China is not. It's not the communist China of Mao Zedong anymore.
No, it is not.
They've done, like they said, they're bragging, and it seems true. They took 700 million people out of poverty. And that's not a country that's a mouth that believes in Malthusian, by you know, lowering the population like the New World Order does. Okay, they don't tell the Chinese you're going to eat bugs, and they don't tell them you're going to own nothing. Matter of fact, I understand there's a lot of most Chinese own their own homes there. They might be apartments, but they're still homes. You know,
yeah, well, so
like
we call them condos.
Yeah. And so there's and Russia is certainly not doing anything. Russia is encouraging people to have children. They're actually paying them to have kids.
Yes, they are.
You know, and they're doing everything they can. I don't know if they've outlawed abortion, but they're doing everything. I know in Russia they're doing everything they can to convince people not to have abortions. So they want more of a population. They have plenty of resources, and they're doing very well. And as far as I'm concerned, they are doing the yeoman's job, kind of like the Soviet Union did to Nazi Germany. And to me, these globalists are nothing but another form of Nazism, maybe worse.
Well, I mean, look at Klaus Schwab's father. He was, you know, very high up in Hitler's government.
Not surprised.
Yeah.
Not surprised at all. You know, and you look at what they want to do. You know, the Nazis they wanted to, kind of like the old school Nazis, they wanted to eliminate certain people, certain races.
Yes.
This is terrible. I mean, it's horrible. You know, it's evil. However, these people now want to eliminate the majority of the population of the globe. They want to kill off, like, I think they think it's okay to have like a billion people or less. And the less, they want to kill them off, either by, you know, doing it by birth, by some kind of birth control.
Mm-hmm.
God knows the vaccines. God knows there's some of these other
artificial diseases. Pandemics and wars.
And then, yeah, and of course,
you know, war is a great depopulation mechanism.
Of course, you got to be very careful. They don't get us into a nuclear war. Then, but the thing is, this they themselves don't want to die, and they know that in a nuclear war, they may very well die themselves. You know,
I'm thinking that World War III is going to be a biological war.
Could be. It's not impossible. They want what they want is they want to. They think in their sick minds, they think they're going to get rid of most of the human beings, and they're going to have robots run everything, do everything, and they'll control the robots. Of course, these idiots don't understand that the robots eventually will control them. It's going to be like the Terminator is not that far out. You know, out of as these robots get smarter, they'll be way smarter than human beings, and they'll wind up
controlling everything. But these arrogant slime, most of them billionaires, okay, most of them the worst kind of predatory, actually predatory capitalists, and not communists, the predatory capitalists of the worst type.
Yes.
Think they can control everything, including the robots. So that's what it's all up to. And the one who ended, the two countries that are standing in its way and destroying it, at least the two major countries, the two is Russia and China.
Yes.
People should be thanking them, not hate them or everything like that, you know? And that includes, you know, listen to Stephen Bannon. I like the guy. He has a lot of good ideas. But it's always the CCP, they're behind this, they're behind that. No, they're not. They're for China. There's no question about it. We should be for America. America first.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
Let's take care of this country. Let's defend the borders in this country. Let's grow our own. We have plenty of resources, plenty of food if we grow it properly, and we have plenty of oil and natural gas. Let's start taking care of ourselves. And by the way, if it was up to me, I would nationalize the entire oil and gas industry. It would be, since it's a natural resource, I think it should be in the people's hands. However, you have to have a...
I would agree with you on that one, yes.
Yeah, but you have to have an honest government in order to do that, you know? Because that's what Putin did when he took over in Russia. He immediately, I don't know if immediately, but pretty soon, he nationalized their energy. And that probably saved Russia from falling into total destruction. Because they were real close to it back in the 90s.
Yeah, you know? They were.
And hopefully we'll get leadership in this country that'll save this country. I don't know. Hopefully we won't, you know, hopefully the worst won't happen. But that's pretty much it, Mike. So, you know, sure you got other callers.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. And we
By
do
way,
have
Rumble
open.
Yet? Are you on
Sorry?
Rumble yet? Are you on Rumble yet?
No, well, I'm on BitChute, and I think somebody's putting my shows up on Rumble. I've added a new menu to the What Really Happened webpage over on the right-hand side. It's got links to the audio archives at RBN, the Ron Gibson video archive, and yes, I have a Rumble archive up there as well.
You know, they tried to screw... Jackson Hinkle, and he just got on Rumble now. So he does most of his show from Rumble, and he's got brought most of his supporters over from YouTube, you know?
Yes.
And he's not doing that. So be nice to have you on Rumble, you know, Mike?
I am on Rumble.
Okay. But, I mean, I think you could do live shows from Rumble.
Maybe I'll look into it. You know, I'm still working really hard on getting the What Really Happened website to where it can support advertisers and a bunch of other features as well. And it's a lot of work for an old guy.
Yeah, because Jackson Hinkle did it. He almost overnight, he converted into, and he's got his live show now on both YouTube, the first part, YouTube and Rumble at the same time. And then as he gets more controversial, he said he doesn't want a third strike. So he said, okay, for the rest of the show, we're going over to Rumble completely. But he does his whole show on both, on Rumble and YouTube. And it's part
of the
show
on YouTube. I have a bunch of videos on YouTube, but I pretty much don't use them much anymore because of the censorship issues. And, so I'm spread out. A lot of Claire's stuff is on BitChute now. And a lot of my stuff is now on Rumble. Anyway, listen, Mark, we're going to let you go here. We're getting close to the end of the show, and I got a bunch of calls to get through. And so we're going to go to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, did you hear about Boomerang Guy down there in Australia?
No, I did not.
Well, he's I guess one of a member of his family died from the vaccination, so there's a video, and the guy that's filming it is the doctor in his car, and this guy's beat the side view mirror off his car, and then he smashed through the windshield. I mean, the side window on the side of the car. And it turns out, like I said, one of his family was killed, and this was the doctor that gave him the vaccine. Now, I hope he pulled him out of the car and beat him to death in the street, but I don't know. I doubt that happened. But they, of course, they reported it like, look, the crazy guy with the boomerang in Australia, but they don't give you the whole story. You know, they don't
yes.
say why he was attacking this doctor, because the doctor vaccinated some relative of his who died, you know? So,
well, I have to basically say that, yeah, that was not a good response because, you know, it's not like the doctor intended the patient to die. I mean, the doctor, your basic doctors and nurses down here at the grassroots level, they've been lied to just as much as the rest of us. You know, those people with the needles, they're absolutely convinced that they're doing a good thing. And
I would
be a lot happier if the boomerang guy had gone after some of the corporate officials at Pfizer and Moderna and the rest of that.
Well, I agree. I think there's a culpability on all levels. I think we're at a Nuremberg level where if you were the guard that was shooting them, well, you didn't get the orders and you were told to do it. Well, you still should be put in the noose. I mean,
well,
you know,
you're right. If we applied the way that Nazis are being hunted down, where like the guy who fed the dogs, you know, is being prosecuted for mass murder and everything, then the doctors and nurses would also be caught up as guilty in this, all these deaths and injuries.
No, I'm sorry, Mike, because these are doctors. These are educated people that should be looking into this on their own. I'm not giving them a pass. I think
have, and they've lost their medical licenses because of it.
And that's good for them. God bless them, and they all should. And any doctor, anybody involved in this is going to get, I think they, you know, if this happens to them, I think it's justice. I think this is a form of justice because don't expect to get justice through the system. The system, the level of culpability on all levels with this vaccination, through the media, through the politicians, through the military, through the doctors and the nurses and the advertisement and the people that manage freaking Walmart. If something happens to one of my relatives or family that's dumb enough to take it, then if I run into one of these people and I'm in a bad mood, I'll drag him out in the car myself. And that's what this country
well,
needs.
Well, I'm going to have to disagree with you on that. You know, I'm all in favor of punishing the guilty, but also protecting the innocent. And from where I'm sitting, you know, and you know, I've got reason to be angry at the medical establishment because of my PMR. But you know, from where I sit, you know, the doctors and nurses who are actually dealing with the patients, you know, they've been lied to, they've been fooled, they've been put in this very, very bad position. I'm sure a lot of them are starting to wake up to what's been going on, and they're not happy about it either. But I don't really feel it's appropriate to adopt a kill 'em all, let God sort them out approach. And I'm sorry, I disagree with you on that.
Well, I'm not saying kill them all. I'm saying if somebody does, though, and I'm on a jury, I'm going to say, well, justifiable in that, you know, because of the murder, that doctor participated in the murder of his relative.
We're going to have to disagree on that.
He said, doctor should know, but I'm not giving people a pass on this one. But that's, I mean, the other thing I wanted to say is that how do you fight the New World Order? Like, you know, and I thought about there's really three ways to do it. And that one is to get vaccinated, not to get vaccinated. That's like the biggie now. It used to be other ways to fight them. But I think the number one way to fight the New World Order is not to get vaccinated because you see how much they're for vaccination. So obviously you want to be against it. I think the other thing is you got to go back to church and particularly non-Zionist, none of these evangelicals that love Israel churches, but go back to churches and start praying, getting closer to God, because that's what the New World Order is trying to separate you from also. And the third one is have a lot of kids if you're young, you know, because they don't want you to have kids. I mean, it seems like those are the three. They're like all the humanity things is what they're against. The New World Order is against humanity, basically. So I just think that it's, you know, you can talk about a lot of different other factors, the Federal Reserve, and you can talk about immigration and all these other issues and race and nationalism. But really, when it comes down to, I think those the simplest things, I mean, to do now are those, practice those three things if you can. But I like Boomerang Guy, and I hope they don't put him in jail. Now, he didn't kill the guy, but I think that you're going to see a lot more of that. And I think it'll be good, because the people that did this have to know that they can't do this and get away with it. So,
well,
anyway,
I can't agree with that approach. You know, I would like to see the people who made the decisions, like Dr. Fauci and these people, pay the consequences. But again, from where I'm sitting, the ordinary doctors and nurses and healthcare providers, they didn't know. They were lied to the same as us. They thought they were doing something that was really good. And, you know, I really can't hold them to blame. Okay?
Anyway, one of my 9/11 truth buddies used to say, willful ignorance is no excuse.
And well, I know that's right, what now, the courts say, but for me,
willful ignorance on 9/11.
Well, we don't know that. Well, okay. For me, ignorance is an excuse on this case. Anyway, Joe, we're running short on time, and I got a bunch of calls here. We're going to skip the last commercial break, and I'm going to go to Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
A couple of points, quick. Let's not confuse the issue here. Klaus Schwab is Jewish. Okay, he's not
yes.
a Nazi. And if his father was in the Third Reich, that's just more proof that Hitler didn't kill the Jews, right? And so,
yep.
you know, and there's another thing. You know, there was plenty of black people, you know, on the streets of Munich and Berlin. They were big entertainers during the days of the cabaret days. I'd never seen any of them in the video of the camps. You know, there was plenty of, you know, you can watch a video on YouTube that's still there called Growing Up Black in Nazi Germany. And you're going to be surprised at what you hear, you know. I mean, this crap about Jesse Owens being scuttled by Hitler, and, you know, Helene Mayer, she won the second place in the fencing. She was Jewish. She gave, during the award ceremony, she was given the Roman salute, the Heil Hitler salute.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesse Owens was running from the fans of mobs that wanted his autograph. And Jesse Owens, I quote, "Hitler never snubbed me. He never distanced me. FDR dissed me."
Yeah.
You know, back in the day. You bet. You know, so we're just leading too, you know, we're trying to confuse any new audience members that the Nazis are like behind this kind of thing. And it's really kind of, you know, I'm suspicious of when I hear it, you know.
Well, you know, history is written by the victors. Okay. And,
yeah.
You know, we already know that we have been lied to on a massive scale about what really happened in World War II, what really happened in World War I. I think most Americans are waking up and realizing that very little of what they think they know is actually accurate and factual. And I think that's the reason for the success of the Matrix movie franchise, is people realize we're living in that world of manufactured illusion. We look at these screens here, and we think that's the real world, and it isn't.
Yeah, okay, thanks for taking the call.
All right, thank you very much, and we're going to go to Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla, welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, actually, this is a kicker, like at the end of a newscast, you end on a funny ha-ha-ha.
Oh, well, good.
Somebody, yes, a human rights lawyer in Canada, along with an organization, of course, you've mentioned them many times, the Rebel News, have just filed a human rights complaint against Trudeau at the United Nations Human Rights Council.
Okay.
They accuse him and the Canadian government of systematically violating the human rights of Canadians with brutal lockdowns, violent policing, political prosecutions, and a pathological targeting of peaceful dissenters, including Christian churches. Well, of course, all of that is absolutely true. Now,
yes.
As she says in her report, you're going to say, well, the UN is biased. It's all a bunch of foreign dictators. But they do have a system. They're going to have to go through a procedure, at least, you know, a charade of a procedure of going through it. And maybe that'll inspire a few other people to start thinking, hey, let's hold our leaders accountable. I mean, they've been getting away with it for far too long. And by the way, human beings have been abusing and killing each other and lying to each other from day one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's...
It didn't start with the Roman Empire. They copied the Greeks, who copied the Persians, who copied the people called the Mesopotamians, who copied the Sumerians, who copied, who knows, the Indians, the Hindus. And then, I mean, it's just, it's in the, and the species before that. Primates,
yes.
Look at the primates and what they do.
Yes.
But anyway, there's no getting away from it. We're a very violent, predatory species. There are some very good, obviously a good majority of people within the human species, but we're basically a primate that is only slightly smarter, but not necessarily more humane. But anyway, it'll be interesting to see what happens with this human rights complaint. I don't know what the UN is going to do with it, whether they'll start a bonfire and maybe add a few more human rights complaints to it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I look back at the Hawaiian sovereignty movement. They've been sending all kinds of petitions to the United Nations to recognize that the U.S. annexation of Hawaii was illegal under international law. And so far, all the UN has come back with a big yawn.
Exactly. I mean, I don't mean any disrespect towards this particular reporter and Rebel News. I think they do a fantastic job. It's an excellent show. It's one of the few that I still watch. But the trouble is the UN itself, because all
yes.
the tyrants of the world are hiding behind them. And robber barons. Remember the phrase robber barons, not just in one of the earlier shows I heard someone refer to the oligarch barons or those who are stealing cattle or presuming that they could use other people's pasture. It's just, we can't, the strong always prey upon the weak.
Yes.
And there's
until
not
the weak
we
get together and set fire to the strong.
Yeah, until they set fire to them, or they take their pitchforks and storm the Bastille, whatever,
yes.
and then use the guillotine. What are the options? Anyway, that's not a pleasant way to end the show, but I just thought a little bit of a story on Trudeau being taken, complained against to any human rights commission is kind of a pleasant way to end a dialogue.
Well, I certainly hope something comes of it. I really do. But unfortunately, we do seem to live in a world where national leaders are above reproach, infallibility,
like,
or whatever.
Yeah, well, I'd love to see his smug smirk just wiped off his face. He's got to be one of the most unpleasant people that I've had to look at, I try to avoid looking at.
I would agree. All right, Layla, got to let you go. We are at the end of the show right now, and the music's going to start playing here any second. So stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins is taking the microphone, and he has a guest on tonight, Orlean Carla, and they're going to be talking about, talking about COVID here. So please go on out and spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We are coming up a little bit thin right now. Thanks to everybody who has donated, and we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.